Cavalera, Friday, September 4th edition. Today we're deep in combat territory. A secret balancing test has been leaking some jaw-dropping numbers, while the community itself is mostly debating what's missing from the persistent universe. Let's get into it. The live is still running on Alpha 4.10, and two hotfixes dropped back-to-back over the last few hours. The first one fixes several concrete frustrations. A vehicle getting impounded just seconds after being retrieved, Mendo Ren sliding off his railing during the Siege of Orison, and Battaglia's storyline contracts that simply refuse to generate. The second hotfix targets crashes caused by the latest NVIDIA graphics drivers, and it's already been pushed to live for everyone. CIG also published their August monthly report, covering a good dozen teams, a few highlights worth mentioning. The return of Recco Battaglia and his mission chain required some heavy coordination between narrative and technical teams. The contract generation system got more reliable, including that annoying bug where accepting a mission someone else had just started would lock everything up. On the rendering side, the research team cut the memory used by the history texture in temporal rendering mode down to a quarter of its previous size, while also making progress on clouds and overcast skylighting. But the real buzz today is somewhere else entirely. A test restricted to Evocati under NDA kicked off last night on a new ship damage and shield balancing pass. None of this is officially confirmed, but the numbers that leaked are significant. Shields would lose 20% health and regen across all ships. On the flip side, most weapons would gain damage, sometimes up to 50% more, with the notable exception of the Mantis Gatling cannon, which would actually take a small hit. Armor is also getting reworked, with deflection thresholds seeing sharp increases. And Kruger's newest addition, the Stingray, would have an armor buff it received earlier on the PTU straight up reversed. If these numbers hold, combat survivability is going to change quite noticeably. The usual caveats apply though, this is an internal test, not an announcement. That combat topic ties directly into what the community is talking about on Spectrum right now. The dominant mood isn't sharp frustration, it's more of a slow-burning fatigue. Several threads with hundreds of replies describe a persistent universe that feels empty, and the debate has shifted. People aren't pointing fingers at instancing tech anymore, they're pointing at the lack of content to fill it. One thread goes further and takes direct aim at the monthly report format, noting that it consistently glosses over anything related to core gameplay, an omission that fuels a sense of confusion about where the game is actually headed. Other threads mourn the loss of the old permadeath system, the fact that certain items now get permanently destroyed rather than just becoming uninsurable, and the still unexplained absence of a flight model rework that's been promised for a long time. Combat itself takes some heat too. Several players feel the toughest enemies are little more than bullet sponges, and one longtime player shares his disappointment with the game's heaviest armor, which is supposed to feel imposing but in practice delivers neither the weight nor the punch you'd expect. No official response addressed any of these points during the period. On a lighter note, one player is thoroughly amused by a bug that turns corpses into something that looks uncomfortably close to a John Carpenter horror film. Over on Reddit, the vibe is a bit more relaxed, even if the same concerns keep bubbling up. One thread wistfully recalls the old promise of deep ship component customization, a promise that never quite got delivered. On the wallet side, several players are worried about the gradual removal of the Hornet MK1 and its upgrades from the buyback system, drawing comparisons to a similar move seen earlier this year. Someone else fires off a pointed complaint about the Galaxy having no portholes, especially compared to the Idris and Perseus, which both do. And then there's the player who posted a pretty telling image showing the staggering number of Jormandi creatures he had to kill before getting a single crafting blueprint he was after, a picture that nicely captures one part of the community's frustration with how much the loot system relies on chance. On a softer note, someone mentions they never experienced Old Orison before its rework, and wonders if the developers might someday bring it back in some form. And to balance things out, one player simply notes that the game has been running surprisingly well for them lately, a statement rare enough that they figured it was worth sharing. For those looking to jump in, Pirate Week is coming in September, with promotions geared toward cargo and easy loot for anyone who forgot to secure their goods. Plenty to keep you busy over the coming weeks. By the numbers to close things out, $174,000 raised yesterday, and the total has now crossed $1.042 billion. That was Cavalera. Have a great weekend, everyone, and expect nothing, fly everything.